We return to Calvin on prayer, picking up in Book 3, Chapter 20, Section 20, a section in which Calvin insists that we must leave to the Lord Jesus the honor of being the sole mediator. Now, some of the late medieval Roman Catholics drew a division and said, well, of course, Christ is the mediator of redemption, but the saints are the mediators of intercession. Calvin says in the second sentence of section 20, as if Christ had performed a mediation in time, only to lay upon his servants the eternal and undying mediation. They who cut off so slight a portion of honor from him are, of course, treating him gently. Well, of course, we give to the Lord Jesus the honor of being the mediator of redemption, but the ongoing needs of the church, we give that to this company of saints. Calvin says, let's look at Scripture. He quotes from 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Christ Jesus. Calvin says about this verse, does he mean that Christ was an advocate for us once for all, or does he not rather ascribe to him a constant intercession? Why does Paul affirm, quote, from Romans 8:34, that he sits at the right hand of the Father and also intercedes for us? Or in 1 Timothy chapter 2, 5, which for Calvin is definitive, he is the sole mediator between God and man. For after previously saying that intercession is to be made for all men, Paul, to prove this statement, soon adds that there is one God and one mediator. He quotes from Augustine, who says, quote, Christian men mutually commend one another by their prayers. However, it is he for whom no one intercedes, while he intercedes for all, who is the one true mediator. Calvin says, all the saints share in common, well, quoting Augustine, all the saints in common share a need and a dependence upon the one mediator. The only mediator is the one who needs no mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. Calvin says throughout this section as he defends this, he says, consider the Apostle Paul, who was caught up to the highest heavens and saw and heard things which he could not communicate on earth. He says, quote, about the Apostle Paul, and he did not make himself mediator between the people and God, but he asked that all members of Christ's body mutually pray for one another, since the members are concerned for one another, and if one member suffers, the rest suffer with it. Calvin says if anybody was ever qualified to be a mediator, it would have been the Apostle Paul, but he says that believers pray for each other, all looking to the mediation of Christ, and he never made himself a mediator for the church. And thus the mutual prayers for one another of all members, yet laboring on earth, rise to the head who has gone before them, in whom is propitiation for our sins. He quotes again from Augustine in one of his letters, quote, but if you seek a priest, he is above the heavens, where he is making intercession for you, who died for you on earth. Calvin says, don't let any false theology lead you one inch away from the mediation of Christ. The Bible reveals him to be the only mediator, that he always lives to make intercession for us, and that if we're led away to the other saints, yes, we need one another's prayers. Yes, we have a mutual interest in one another's prayers and need for those prayers. But remember, we are all commonly dependent upon the one mediator who is our advocate with the Father. In the short paragraph at the end of this section, Calvin makes a very interesting remark. He says, but we do not imagine that he, kneeling before God, pleads as a suppliant for us. Rather, with the apostle, we understand he so appears before God's presence that the power of his death avails as an everlasting intercession in our behalf. Yet, in such a way that having entered the heavenly sanctuary, even to the consummation of the ages, he alone bears to God the petitions of the people who stay far off in the outer court. Calvin says here, we need to remember that Christ's intercession is not that he's, you know, on the ground, tearing his clothes, praying with tears day and night. His very resurrected person, the all-sufficiency and glory of his sacrifice as vindicated by his resurrection and enthronement, Calvin says that Christ's very presence at the right hand of God is our advocacy for us, and that through the worthiness of his person, our prayers are borne to God. Does that not give us the greatest confidence in the world to go to the Father through him?